Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Yutet. My name is Esther Tokayer. Perek Yutet can also be found in the Siddur, opening the extra prayers recited on Shabbat and holidays in Pisukei Dezimra, the verses of singing, which are a group of praises that are recited daily during the Shacharit service. They consist of blessings, psalms, and sequences of verses. There are several extra chapters of Tehillim read on Shabbat and holidays to enhance the prayers with the celebration of those days. It is noteworthy that this is the first of the additional chapters in both Ashkenaz and Sephardic liturgy. It is also designated by the Vilna Gaon as the Tehillim to be recited on Shavuot, when we celebrate receiving the Torah. Perek Yutet is a poem of praise to Hashem, the creator of the universe, on the absolute, incredible exactitude of his creation of the universe, the extremely delicate balance in play to allow for the world to run by the laws of nature. If any one thing would be out of order, the world as we know it would collapse. The Perek can be divided into three parts. The first part praises the creation of the world on a continuous basis. The second part discusses the Torah which Hashem gave us, the wisdom and laws written thousands of years ago, which have remained relevant throughout the ages and have withstood the test of time over and over again. And then the third part, a plea on the part of the author and the reader to enable us all to overcome the obstacles which we inevitably face in our daily existence, to remain true to the wisdom of creation and the wisdom of Torah. Let's look at each part separately, and then we will provide some possibilities for connecting the parts. The first several verses, 2-7, discuss the miraculous existence of the physical world and God's masterful creation of the intricacies that cause it to function on its own. King David declares in these verses, "The heavens tell of God's glory, and one can sense the Almighty's existence from gazing at the heavens. To simply look at, investigate, learn about the heavens speaks of God's greatness." King David praises the nature and consistency of the universe, the fact that the sun rises to begin a new day, followed by a night that allows the earth to rejuvenate, that the sun has its place and its rays radiate throughout the earth, providing warmth and light, that without the specific detailed design of the universe, life could not have been brought about, nor could it be sustained, that the sun and earth are situated in such perfect positions as to render existence possible. He reminds us of the description of the world's creation by the statements of the Creator and the Creator's joy in establishing and sustaining life. The Malbim, a 19th century commentator on Tanakh, comments on the third verse, Yom liyom yabia omer, belaila lelaila yichaveh da'at. Day to day words are expressed, and night by night more knowledge is related. That King David is expressing his belief and praise that the magnificent design of the world indicates the presence and investment of the Creator of the universe. The Malbim states that there are three ways a person can tell that an occurrence is not happenstance, not a coincidence. One, that the event happens often. Two, when the results of that event are perfect. And three, when there is a purpose for which all the different instances aim to complete. The Malbim explains that King David is commenting on the consistency of the act of creation, the renewal of the act of creation every day. During the day, every day, the glory of God can be seen in creation, and in the nighttime, a time of quiet, when all of nature is quiet, sleeping, rejuvenating, it is a time for contemplation. And therefore, people gain wisdom from thinking about the day that has passed and the day that is coming. The event happens, it happens consistently. It is dependable, it is consistent. Day and night are dependent on each other. They always follow each other and they allow each other to function to their fullest potential. That by the knowledge that there is a creator of the universe that is still invested in his creation leads us to the search for God and the wisdom he wants to impart to those he created. The second set of verses, 8-11, describe the perfection and purity of the Torah. The Torah's teachings are pure and restores the soul from its troubles and its concerns in the modern world. The testimony of Torah enlightens even the simple man. The laws of the Torah are straightforward and honest. The commandments bring light to one's eyes. Fear of God, when it is pure, withstands the test of time and circumstance. The acquiring of the commandments and the principles of the Torah are more precious than gold. The Malbim comments on the 8th verse, Torah Tashem Temima Mishivat Nafesh, Edut Hashem Ne'emana Machkivat Peti. The teaching of the Lord is perfect, renewing life. The decrees of the Lord are enduring, making the simple wise. That the Torah is described in 6 ways, sometimes referring to a specific element of Torah. Torah, Edut, which is testimony, Pikudim, which are orders, Mitzvot, commandments, Chukim, laws, and Mishpatim, sentences. That the Torah is complete in its wisdom. Not only does it teach us about the creation of the world and how we should conduct ourselves in this world, it teaches us how to come closer to Hashem, to build a relationship, to turn to Him. Edut, which is the second part of the verse, is a specific portion of the Torah where stories are told, testimony is given. These stories are significantly different from the parables the rabbis told to communicate morals. The stories of Edut of the Torah are true on the simplest level, yet also have a deeper secret meaning. The stories of the Torah can only be fully understood by those who study all the different layers, but they can also be understood on the simplest level by any person reading the stories for the first time. From the stories of the generation of the flood and of Sodom and Amorah, a person would learn about the consequences of poor behavior and evil doings, and that people who do evil never prosper. From the stories of the Exodus from Egypt, they would learn that Hashem created the universe and is able to bend it at His will. From the stories of the revelation at Sinai, they would learn that the prophecies and laws are true. The third section, verses 12 to 15, is then the personal plea of King David and all the readers who come generation after. It is the request that in the pursuit of seeking God, truth, understanding, that one not falter, that as we see that God was so exact in His creation and His revelation, that we be careful in our observation of His rules and His Torah, that we not make mistakes in the study and observance of Torah, because we pursue the Torah from the purity of our hearts. But unlike God, we are not perfect, and therefore we need His guidance and protection from misreading a situation, a law, or we will be overtaken by our own desires. The final verse of the chapter is one that we are familiar with. Yehu l'ratzon imrefi v'hegyon libi lepanecha Hashem tzuri v'goali. May the words of my mouth and the prayer of my heart be acceptable to You, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. These are the words that we utter every day, 3 times a day, that ultimately we are capable only with His guidance. We can be successful only with His blessing, that we seek to find Him in the simple everyday wonders in our lives that we witness, but sometimes do not see. The wonders of the refreshing of every aspect of creation every day is easily seen and easily missed. It is that attention to detail that is clearly seen in His creation of the physical world and His revealing to us the Torah. It is our fervent prayer and hope that we will be able to understand and fulfill the Torah and its commandments as He intended. King David puts forward in this chapter a supplication that he comes with a pure heart and asks to be received in that way and to be helped along the path. We trust in His perfection and His benevolence towards those that seek Him in truth. The chapter comes full circle. How do these parts fit together? I'd like to offer a couple possibilities that are really interconnected. One, it is the recognition of the Creator having created the world that requires us to study and fulfill the words of Torah, whose wisdom has proven itself eternal. It is our belief in the Creator that enables us to embark on the journey of fulfilling the Torah, even though we are imperfect beings. We too rely upon Him to reinforce our understanding of Torah and our ability to engage and re-engage with the Torah, even after times when we have made mistakes or have strayed. Another possibility, that only the Creator of the universe, who created a world and a system of laws and ethics that can sustain themselves, can enable man to reach the heights of his potential, to seek His wisdom and seek to become close to Him. If the Creator was more visible than He is, there would be no freedom of choice, no heights to climb. Yet we recognize that even as he allows us to sustain and to grow on our own, we cannot do so without his guidance and providence. It is this chapter that belongs at the head of the additional chapters added to the liturgy for Shabbat. Once a week, we stop to reflect on the greatness of creation, to learn Torah, to reconnect with ourselves and our family, to pray that our actions match our intentions, and that our intentions are pure and toward Hashem's goals for ourselves and the world he created. Thank you for studying together Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.